Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hello, this is Pastor Shane, and I'm going to give a little PSA just before we get into today's Daily Nugget. You know, I'm wanting to encourage all of our supporters to get our new app at hisvision.org, and this app will feature all my Daily Nuggets, devotions, weekly sermons, and many other resources, by the way, that you can download that at hisvision.org. I want to welcome you back, my friends, to this final episode in our series on revival, and over the past days, we've prayed, we've pondered, and we've pleaded for God to move among us again. But as we close this series, let me remind you, revival doesn't end when the meetings do. Revival isn't a day on the calendar. It's a direction of the heart. It's not something we attend. It's something that you and I, that we live. And so when God stirs His people, it's not for a moment. It's for a mission. And that same fire that fell in the altar of our hearts must now spread into our homes, our churches, and even our communities. Friend, revival is not over. It's ongoing. So as we step into this final episode, let's not think of it as a conclusion, but as a continuation. Because listen, when God revives His people, the story doesn't stop. It spreads. Today, I'm going to speak to you on this subject, quicken us, O Lord, in this nugget. Psalm chapter 80, verses 18 and 19 says, so will not we go back from thee, quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord, God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. And so here the psalmist ends with a beautiful plea for restoration. That word quicken means to make alive, to infuse with a new life and energy. And he understood that apart from God's renewing power, that the people would drift backward. You know, revival is God's way of really calling His people forward again. He prays, turn us again. Listen, friend, revival is not turning God toward us. It's about turning us back to Him. And when we go and we wander, you know, God's love calls us home. When we grow cold, His Spirit is what ignites the flame again. And so the psalmist also speaks, cause thy face to shine. The shining face of God speaks of His favor and His presence. Friend, revival isn't about emotional excitement. It's about restoration of divine fellowship. And when His face shines, peace replaces fear, joy replaces sorrow, and strength replaces weariness. And so this is the prayer that we need today. You know, we've gone through the motions long enough. We need the Lord to breathe fresh life into our worship, our witness, and our walk with Him. And listen, when God quickens His people, revival spreads like holy fire. I want to pray for you today. Lord God of hosts, quicken us by Your Spirit. Turn our hearts back toward You. Cause Your face to shine upon us and let Your favor rest on our lives again. Revive Your people that we may call upon Your name with passion and purity. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Friend, I want to thank you again for joining. Be sure to check out hisvision.org. You can get all the resources. You can get our app there. The app makes things easier if you're getting all this from a mobile device. And I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you this weekend. Lord willing, we'll see you again next time.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at hisvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.